it off your ass. Brad Burton style.
Fantastic. Absolutely wonderful. And where do you think you've been most authentic and vulnerable in business, Tim? And what sort of results, or what are the best results that that's delivered for you?
Well, I think I take it back, say, to one of the last area leader conferences 6 months ago, and I was standing up in a room of, 100 of our leaders from all around the country. And it'd been a fairly full-on and emotional day, and I was saying that actually, I'd never felt more successful than right there, right then, in that very moment. And, towards the end of the day, and the tears started rolling down my face. Now, I'm a Wow. fairly sort of tight guy, not used to sort of emotional outbursts, and yet, the whole room, rallied to that and landed out giving me a standing ovation, which only made matters worse for me. But
Wow, how wonderful. Superb. I mean, that's a change, isn't it? That was a sort of fireable offence decades ago, I suspect. You should have been called in to the MD's office, wouldn't you? Said, explain your behaviour on the stage, young man. What was that all about?
Yeah, absolutely. But that's about, it's about, expressing who you are. And I'm, I'm probably more closed than a lot of people in our network, but I'm still learning that journey to open up. And, it's worth doing. So, and the great thing is that, Four Networking provides a safe container environment for which to experiment doing that.
Fantastic. Okay, well, just a couple more questions, Tim, and thank you so much for joining us here on a Big Barefoot interview. My penultimate question is, what would you say to, I think in our listenership there are a lot of people who may suffer from, I think it was mentioned before, certainly on your website, from the box room blues, maybe going into a bit of fear about, being a solopreneur, which is a wonderful expression you shared with us earlier on. What's your advice to them in taking their business forward as a one-man brand, one-man band, right now in this time in history?
It's to get out and network, because you can't do it on your own. There's nothing worse than placing an ad in the Yellow Pages and sitting at home aggressively waiting for the phone to ring. It just doesn't happen like that. You need to get out and meet people. People buy people, not before they buy products and services. And people come to our meetings, and they finish at 10 o'clock, and they get more done in the rest of the day than if they hadn't gone to the meeting at all and started work at 9, because yeah. They're that much more motivated and fired up. And actually, business isn't going to get any easier, so actually the people who are alive, switched on and motivated and want to make things happen, they're the ones that are going to, have much more fulfilled lives.
Fantastic. And finally, how would you like to be remembered? On Woody Allen's tombstone, it says, I told you I was ill. How would you like to be remembered from your work and what you've given and how you're operating in Four Networking?
I'd like to be remembered as the guy who helped hundreds of thousands of people stand on their own two feet.
Marvellous. Tim Johnson, Director of Strategy at Four Networking, thanks so much for joining us on the Big Barefoot interview. It's been wonderful talking to you.
Well, thank you very much. No, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Superb. All right. Well, I hope that we can talk again. It'll be great to find out more about your near-death experience. That's an amazing thing that just got thrown into the conversation. But all the best, Tim. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye now.
All right. Take care. Bye for now.